Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Can we talk about something Casey did yesterday?
If we have to.
I told you when you did it, we were going to talk about it.
And I know, and I said...
And you doubled down on it.
You're going to make fun of me for this, aren't you? Go ahead.
Casey is a wine snob.
I'm not a snob.
So we brought Casey with us to the mentoring session yesterday because we felt Casey needed some mentoring.
I needed mentoring.
Casey, again...
What?
We go to a place in which...
It's the same place, Rob. It's not like you're using a lot of variety out there.
Because it's designed for two dudes to be pounding some brews, mm-hmm. right? Talking mm-hmm. about life, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Casey, again... is pilfering through the wine menu.
No, she did not bring me a menu this time.
She remembered us. Casey, your wine thing was so egregious the last time. She remembered exactly what we all got.
No, I think
she's like, you're the wine lady.
No, she's got a crush on Kevin. We know the truth. We know the truth. She remembered Kevin. And she did not bring me a menu because, and I said, I'm not going to ask for one because you're going to make fun of me. And she said, what do you want? And I said, red wine. Do you have a Pinot Noir?
Yeah,
and she was like, yeah, we do. And I said, that's what I'll take.
It went something like, do you have a 67 Cabaret?
No, slightly chilled.
You're asking if it was like French, if they had French wine or Italian.
It did not go down like that at all.
She's like,
you are completely exaggerating. You know what? At least I got a little taste. What did you order? You ordered a pitcher of Long Island iced tea.
She's like, we got Barefoot, lady. That's what we got. Yeah, we got Barefoot.
You know what? Your big contribution of ordering an alcoholic beverage is make my pitcher of Long Island with Diet Coke.
That's the secret, right? Kevin and I have talked about this many times. If you want to stand the test of time for an evening of drinking, mm-hmm. you replace your regular soda with a diet soda, and it will dramatically limit the amount of sugar mm-hmm. that you will consume, and mm-hmm. you will be able to. That is why I was on, you know, the all-time Mount Rushmores of Indiana drinking teams because of little tricks like that, Casey.
And then you mentored Kevin on that.
Well, anyway, Casey, at some point in the middle of Kevin and I talking about, you know, life and girls and whatever, mm-hmm. starts just holding her glass up.
Yeah, swiveling the glass.
I was swirling it on the table. And then I lifted it up to look at the legs to see what was going on. I have no idea what brand of wine I was drinking. It cost $6.
Walmart.
So
it was
it
a Walmart
wasn't
brand
a
of
great
wine.
Glass of wine. I mean, it was serviceable. It did the job, but it was like not this high-end cocktail.
So why were you swirling? It was like she was like a billionaire in their cavernous mansion in a bathrobe.
When
I was aerating it. I was getting more oxygen in there because that releases the aroma of the wine. Because when you drink red wine specifically, you first use your nose to find out what the flavor is.
How many like vineyards and wine tastings have you been to?
I've been to a couple.
What is like the Mount Rushmore of vineyards for you?
Silver Oak.
She was
in Alexander Valley.
Kevin.
Really?
She was at a
California.
Place that was promoting gummy bear shots, and she was concerned with swirling and aerating the wine.
We were reading the menu, and it had gummy shots on it.
I respect your knowledge about it, how cultured you are. I just think this establishment, it's not exactly the place where you're going to get your fancy old world wine.
No, and you know what? It was more just something to do with my hand. I just was swirling the glass mm-hmm. of wine, and you guys picked up on it, and Kevin said, what are you doing? I said, I'm just checking the legs on the wine. Legs on the wine?
Yeah.
What is that?
But you know the thing? You make fun of these Long Islands. We don't have to swirl the Long Island. You just shake the pitcher to make sure the alcohol is equally distributed, mm-hmm. and that's all you got to do,
and you
Casey.
You just drink through a straw.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which is very manly, by the way.
No, no, okay no. That. That's emasculating.
I love that she brought me a double straw yesterday, and I was like, lady, what do you think is going on
well,
here?
She even remembered that I like to order French fries with my sandwich.
Yeah, because, she was hot on you, Kevin.
Yeah, because she's got a thing for you. Well, that's why you guys keep going back to the same place. One of these days, that Long Island is going to get your courage up enough to get her phone number.
Yeah. Liquid courage.
Yeah. Yes. We were there for you. We were like, just ask her. Yeah, just be a straight shooter.
We would tell whatever lie you need us to tell to make that happen for you, Kev.
Look, I left my digits on the check.
Did you?
Being honest.
Did you?
No, you didn't. Stop.
That was right after I handed out a couple stickers in the bathroom.
Oh, my
God. Had to take care of business.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, are you going to the Weird Al concert? What are you doing?
No,
what'd you decide?
The Weird Al's going to cost too much money. Honestly, I think I'm going to go to the Monster Truck.
Are you going to the Pacer game tonight? Are you rocking the Pacer game?
Maybe.
Are you and your man going to rock the Pacer game tonight?
Me and the dude.
Local celebrity Casey Daniels at the Pacer game tonight.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. I'll let you know on Monday.
The previous owner used to give away his of this radio. So she used to give away his courtside seats.
Maybe the email will come out. Hey, does anybody want tickets? And I can go, yes!
Yeah.
Check out the sky deck up in the
you get your wine. You can swirl it.
Will there be Long Islands there?
Oh, there will be all kinds of
beverages. You can aerate your wine.
Aerate.
Aerate. That's what you do to a golf course. Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Kevin. Good job today. And thank you for listening. We're going to count on you to be back here Monday. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Have a good weekend.